I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. It's a great time of year to give and get a book. And if you're lucky enough to have a little time off to read, even better. If you're looking for a suggestion, you're in luck. Some of my colleagues ducked into the studio earlier this week to talk about some of the books that got them turning pages this year.
All right, so the book that I chose for this year was the book that I hated in high school, the one that I just didn't get, and that is The Great Gatsby. And I finally reread it this year, and I really enjoyed it, and it turns out that you really shouldn't read this book when you're 15 years old. I'm Jennifer Gorin. I'm one of the assignment editors here at The World.
Hey, this is Clark Boyd. I'm a producer and reporter here at The World. Okay, ditching the weighty tomes and the big ideas and all that, I want to give you a great pick for science fiction this year. The name of the book is The Rook by Daniel O'Malley. It's this great story of a character who, through the course of the book, wakes up to the fact that she's in charge of this organization in Britain which protects the British Isles from supernatural forces and supernatural creatures.
This is Matthew Bell, a reporter here at The World. And I'm going to recommend a book that is co-edited by one of my colleagues at PRI, and that's Anjali Shaw. The book is called Chinese Characters, and it's a collection of profile stories about really interesting people in China today. I pored through this book on the plane on a recent reporting trip to China. It's a fantastic book. Pick it up, read it.
My name is Joyce Hackle. I'm a producer here at The World, and I chose the book A Constellation of Vital Phenomena by Anthony Mara. The book takes place during the war in Chechnya. It's about these huge questions of war and peace and how do people act during war, yet told through the voices of these very regular, powerless, flawed people. I mean, I think the character who grabbed me most was this burnt out but very dedicated physician who had nothing in this field hospital she was working in. So she stitched the people's wounds with dental floss. Who wants to sit down and read a long book about Chechnya? Especially after you hear the headlines day after day. But this book, it just made it all real. It was told through voices of people you really cared about.
My name is Bradley Campbell. I'm a producer here at The World. Men, Spain, Bulls, Bravery. A Dangerous Summer by Ernest Hemingway. Read it.
Hi, my name is Aaron Schachter. I'm an editor and host here at The World. And the book I picked this year is called Mañana Means Heaven by Tim Z. Hernandez. And okay, I got to admit, I had to read the book to interview the author, but I don't always love the books that I read when I have to interview the author. This is a great story, though, about a few weeks in the life of the Mexican girl. She's featured in Jack Kerouac's famed novel, On the Road. She's called Terry in the novel. Her real name is B. Franco. She was a real person. Tim Z. Hernandez tracked her down and ended up writing a book from the perspective of B. Franco.
Book picks there from my fellow World staffers. My own choice this year also happened to be a book I read to prepare for an interview with the author, Edwige Dantica from Haiti, and her novel, Claire of the Sea Light. You got to read it aloud to yourself or a friend. It's like a fable set in modern times. Again, all our choices are at PRI.org.